Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, what's going on? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
July 20th.
You know what's coming.
Check us out at City Winery.
City Winery.
It's gonna be a barn burner.
Fancy on the water with a black show.
Yeah. 7:30 show. Be on time.
Be on time. This is one thing. We got to be punctual about this. The only thing that's not black about the show. We're starting on time. All right? Because usually back when we used to have it, we started whenever. But this is like, it's corporate shit.
Let's get into it.
Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the Great Boy, Derek Gaines.
Welcome back, man.
Swim and eat. That's a new mantra, bro.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the God.
And I'm the Great Boy.
And welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Splendiferous.
Of No Need for Apologies.
It's a good goddamn word, bro.
Yeah, man. It's the 4th of July. We didn't want to be in the studio. We figured we'd be out here reminiscing on how we celebrate the 4th of July. So we're actually here on site cooking in Brooklyn. Got the grill out. Pockets is manning the grill. You know what I mean?
Pockets doing the grill
work. We're soaking up all of this air, all of this traffic that's coming through. Watch a little bit of Ninja Turtles earlier. Yeah. Not a bad day to spend the 4th. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Yeah.
Is this the way you used to spend them? Because, I mean, we're from Philly. Philly's a big for the 4th of July.
I just wanted to finally be a vibe. So that's why I figured I'd throw it in my front yard.
Yeah.
In my concrete front with the weeds. Yes.
But no, I've always felt like this. Like, this is what Thanksgiving, well, not Thanksgiving, but I do feel like
this is summer Thanksgiving. This is summer Thanksgiving.
That's the title of the goddamn episode right there.
summer Thanksgiving.
Summer Thanksgiving. It's the only time during the year that it's appropriate to stuff your fucking face.
Yeah, man.
Because it's too hot to be stuffing
I got furniture out here, nigga. But I got my friends out. I got people eating and shit, solo cups. Yeah, it's a nice time.
Yeah, man. And we come together, we do this. I think it's because it is like the middle of the year, too.
Yeah.
Like, it is damn near the exact middle of the 365 of 2023. So we're halfway through this motherfucking year,
halfway through, man.
So I used to always have barbecues back in Philly. I used to throw big barbecues, and I realized the whole purpose of barbecues, sit back, reflect on the year.
Reflect.
Did you have a good year? Are you having a good year? Is it going the way you want it to? And then, you know, from there, figure out if the rest of this shit, you know what I mean, is going to go the way you want it to go. So I hope you guys are spending the 4th of July the same way. Oh, hell yeah. Just got a burger sent. That's what I'm talking about.
See that? How that just kind of popped up into the shot?
This is the way it's supposed to look there. All right. Yeah. Y'all go ahead, get y'all little zooms in or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta understand.
This is quick. This is fast. This looks good, though. All right, let's go.
Man, I seasoned that goddamn burger. Take a bite out of that burger. I seasoned them burgers. See that? When you bite it, that's that Kobe beef right there. That's that, what was that, Asian beef?
That is not Kobe beef.
That's not Kobe beef?
It's not Kobe beef?
It's good, though. It's Butcher Block. It's not Butcher Block Kobe?
Mm. That's the way you do it, man. I'm going to have some burgers, some memories, sit back and kick it, man. So let's get into this, man. Yo, this has been an amazing year.
Yeah, so
for
far.
No Need as a podcast, I think the No Need community has also had an amazing year. I think us reflecting on what the year has been so far helps the audience also to realize, like, damn, I remember that. Oh, shit, this is what was going on with me, too. Oh, shit, all right, I was having a good time with that also. So, man, so, like, we done knocked out 6 months.
Okay.
January, man. You remember January?
I do not.
Yeah, we smoke a lot.
I don't remember each day, each week. I don't remember
Does
weeks
anybody remember
in.
January?
What happened in January?
I had to go through my calendar to see some shit that happened in January, because we don't always remember. That's the crazy thing, man. And I would encourage anybody to do this. Yo, if you ever feel low, go through your calendar a couple months ago and see, like, oh, damn, that was a dope weekend. That was a dope weekend. Like, yo, so We started off New Year's Eve together. Okay. New Year's Eve together.
We was in Minnesota.
We was in Minnesota, yeah. Goofy did the House of Comedy. Minnesota. Thank you, everybody that had came out to House of Comedy. Anybody that's on board with us now as a result of being at that show.
And shout out to those two goofy girls that tried to compare greens at our show. There was two girls. They was trying to compare their collard greens to each other's greens.
Yeah.
And they was fighting. Mine is nationally ranked, bitch.
The girls in the green room.
Yeah. Absolutely. They came in and was like, my greens are nationally ranked, bitch. Your greens ain't nationally ranked. And you got a kid that you don't love. Like, it got crazy.
Yeah.
It got crazy.
Bro, one of the wildest nights ever. And that was early. That was like the first night of
the
year.
First
so
show.
You knew this was going to be a great night.
Yeah.
We did talk about that whole story on the Rosebud Baker episode. Yeah. You could go ahead and click up in the right, get a link to that video if you ever want to see what that story
she
is.
She called
man.
Her father at 3 in the morning. Daddy, who greens better, me or this bitch?
Right.
I was like, damn.
And the thing was, remember the one sister was a little bit autistic?
Yeah.
And the sister, the pretty sister came in thinking that we was making fun of the autistic sister.
Yeah.
Autistic sister was a hit, man.
Hit.
We loved her. I hope
turns
you
out
girls-
the pretty one was a whole asshole. She was trying to sell her sister under the rip. She was throwing her autistic sister under the bus whole night.
I hope you girls are still listening. I hope you guys will be coming back because we will be back at the House of Comedy in 2024. So
we will be. In
if
February.
You live in Minneapolis, yeah, mark your calendars.
February, we're back.
We're coming back, and I know that's just going to be hilarious again. Remember, that was also the one where the guy had his the guy was there with his new wife and all the kids. And you were explaining to me how, no, that's the stepmom. But the stepmom was mad young,
yeah,
and it took me a while to catch on.
I remember that. She had stepmom vibes. She had a stepmom hat on. She's like, bitch looked like a Raiden from Mortal Kombat. That's
yeah.
what she looked like. She had the big old wide jaw. She was hip. She was a hip lady.
Yeah, but she was very, like, very young in comparison. You said you had a stepmom. Your stepmom is, she's not, like, young, right? She,
no, Lord.
So that's not
she's
a,
older than my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was never like an awkward thing,
no,
right?
Lord. She was, who is this old white lady that's always in the passenger seat?
Yo.
Telling me, giving me things to do.
I kind of had a stepmom. She wanted to be my stepmom.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't letting it happen for some reason.
Okay.
Looking back on it, she was a nice lady. But the my dad's wife, they got married, you know what I mean? And I think I just always seen her with my mom's eyes. So I was just like.
It's hard for you to say stepmom when you live with your mom and go see your dad.
Yeah. It was also.
Like, go ahead. That's just my father's wife.
Yeah. It's also weird because she was like a very glamorous woman.
Okay.
Fur coats, rings.
Like.
Yeah. And I'm like, ugh, get away from me. You know? Yeah. I couldn't accept that. I remember the first time she tried to call me son.
She wanted to live that glamorous life. She wanted love and a man's touch.
Yeah.
And a son that ain't hers.
Right? I don't know whether those are real lyrics from a song.
Now, it is. It's from Sheila E. Glamorous Life.
Oh, yeah.
She was a lot. Glamorous life. Yeah. It ain't much with no steps, son. It was pretty wild.
Yo, you. Get on the mic. T's here, out here, hanging out
everybody.
In Puerto Rico.
You realize how, like, a lot of the hits were telling women to cheat on their men? They were like, fuck that dude. Go to the club. Cheat on his ass.
Absolutely.
Shake your ass.
I'm not there because if something's wrong with me, I don't hear lyrics. Like, if I'm not interested in the lyrics, or, like, if it's
you
not
just
the right.
You hear womp, womp,
womp. Yeah.
Like, Destiny's Child was definitely telling us, leave our man at home because the club is full of ballers and the pocket's full
pockets
grown.
Pockets full grown.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
they
were
like 17 telling
like
us to do that.
That's crazy.
Party jumping, bumping.
Ugh.
Pockets putting the hot sauces on. Now, I like to say that I love a good hot sauce, but homophobia has made it very hard to eat. So
sauces?
Now I got to, now you got to split it down the middle.
Yeah.
And you got to butterfly your sauces in
and
order
act
not
like
to
it
eat
ain't
a
sausage, right?
I fucking can't stand this shit. Homophobia ruined.
You got to eat sausage like a fruit roll up.
You got to eat like a fruit roll up.
You got to flatten that thing
shrimp.
Out.
You got to eat a sausage like a goddamn butterfly shrimp.
Oh, man. Once you finish cutting those, put them in front of the camera in pocket so that they can see what you're talking about and how to cut it. Because, you know, some of these dudes just
Chef
home.
Pockets. I did not know you was a grill master the way you are. You
why wouldn't really he? That's Black Air Force One energy.
You got to
understand,
you
got
to butterfly
right
your sauces now to keep the homophobia out of your hot dog.
Yeah.
So you can't eat a glizzy if it's split. Take that, society. Huh?
Progressive. Huh? Although we
can't
just
eat it like that no more. That's to get the fuck out of New York. That's the scar lip mic. That's
although,
what that is.
Y'all just had Glizzy's the other night, and I'm saying, y'all, I'm throwing you under the bus because I got French fries.
Papaya dog,
I got
was
French
good,
fries.
But the bun was so big.
Collectively, y'all got Glizzy's. Like, y'all made the decision to get Glizzy's because Popeyes
hate
was
that
closed.
It's called Glizzy's, man. What if I just want a hot dog? Why does it have to be a dick in my mouth? It's terrible. Why?
It's
homophobia ruins so much fun.
It ruins everything, man. Like, even teaching you how to be a man is like, we're so toxic with it.
Yeah, man, I thought you got to break a banana in half like Gorilla now and just squeeze it out like a push pop. That's what I just found out. You got to break it. No, you break it like the apes do. Ah, and just squeeze it out.
That is not a bad way to do it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No more peeling bananas.
You can't even peel them?
Because peeling them looks suggestive, right?
Nah, peeling them was fine. It's the shoving of it in you. That's the part. So, I'm not going to lie. I break my bananas off. Like
I cut mine up and put it in Frosted Flakes. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck what you heard.
And I make sure that I break them to, like, nuggets. Like, not even micro penis size. You know what I mean? Straight banana nuggets. That's what we doing.
And shout out to the grocery stores for selling the pre-ripe bananas, the ones that's green before the yellow.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are fresh, so when you peel them with this banana, a whole gay flag be inside. Come on.
I just tried a new banana. I just tried a new banana. I don't know what it is called, but it's like dark red. It's supposed to be something different.
Was it like a Spanish banana or something?
Yeah, I think so. Was it a Spanish
what
banana?
What you got? What you eating? Got him eating plantain
stalks? She didn't try. I seen it, and I was like, give me that thing. You know,
plantain
fruit.
More exploratory with food than I am.
Yeah, but it was only because this is a short week, so I don't need a bunch of bananas, and this was only a few bananas.
Okay.
You know what I mean? This was only like 3 or 4 on the bunch, so I was like, all right, I fuck with that. But, yeah, man, getting back to like January, after we did fucking House of Comedy.
Okay.
We were in Baltimore.
We were in Baltimore.
Remember we did the Port?
The Port was fun.
Great fucking club.
But
we
my
did
God,
four
we
sold out shows down
we
there.
We kind of had to be dogs.
Yeah.
Because it was bring your own bottle. Everybody in there was rowdy as shit.
Yeah.
But we still had it.
But so the hang was pretty fun. I know we smoked a lot that weekend in Baltimore. The Harbor was dope. I don't think you weren't there yet. I remember going to the fucking aquarium with my daughter.
Okay.
That was fun, looking at stingrays. Like, seeing how many people got killed by stingrays, and you see, like, what they do in the water, and you're just like, dude, you got to be dumb to be.
Yeah.
Like, stingrays.
Why are you bothering people?
Yeah. Like, people, leave them alone. Stingrays, all they do is just try to get away from shit.
That's it.
That's it. Like,
they built, like, stealth jets. God damn.
Yeah.
They're built like stealth jets. The way they're formed is they're able to cut through the water. They don't really want no problems. They kind of stick to themselves.
We should figure out another date to go back to Baltimore.
Why?
I don't know. I liked it.
Okay, you can go. That's a city that you see and you go, okay, Baltimore, I'm done. I mean, if they throw another check our way, I'll go back out there.
There's got to be something to do
Baltimore. Hey, what can't you do in Baltimore you can do in New York? Let's go to South Street Seaport, same shit.
Okay. So, all right, what do you do in New York? Like, how many 4th of Julys have you been in New York for?
Well, I've been in New York for 15 summers.
Okay.
So I've been to 15 4th of July celebrations.
Okay, okay.
I've been to many barbecues.
What are the barbecues like in New York compared to, like, South Jersey?
What I like is more city. You see a whole lot more because in South Jersey, it's suburbs. You're just in the back of the house, and you got to invite people over. And then, you know, you usually see cars pull up. Some people park on the lawn. It's always a fun time. And it is genuinely a party, but in the city, it's concrete.
Miss. Yeah. I do miss the act of driving to a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Like the whole get up, get fresh, get in the car, blast some music, you know what I mean, and ride to the thing, pull up, being seen, driving to the barbecue. That doesn't exist in New York. Like in New York, I got off the train.
Nigga, it's a barbecue as soon as it get hot outside because motherfuckers barbecue in a parking space out in New York.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just some dude cooking on the grill, man.
Yeah.
There's a difference. That's another thing. There's a difference between a barbecue and some dude cooking
just
on the
outside.
Grill.
Yeah.
That was a big problem in Philly. People would invite you, like, yo, you coming to my barbecue? And like, oh, yeah, sure. And you get dressed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You be your girl get dressed. You bring your girl, like, yo, come on, we going to this barbecue. And then when you get there, it's a couple dudes playing Madden while, like, it's a Foreman grill slowly cooking one burger at a time.
One burger at a time.
Hey, man, this ain't no barbecue, man. Why you telling me about this shit? You know what I mean? They be like, oh, don't worry about it. The loud coming later.
The loud coming later. You need to have the loud now. See, you need to have the loud now. There's not
guys,
enough meat. There's not enough food here for distraction.
Yeah, go ahead, T.
We got to do it like Puerto Ricans. Like, my mother would have been up last night making rice, potato salad, macaroni salad, a bunch of shit that's not a barbecue food.
Yeah.
And then right now would be cooking the chicken and the burgers while you're eating just heavy rice.
Huh.
Heavy potatoes.
Well, isn't it in Spanish culture just bring 1 gallon of water? Like, where
it's fucked up. I bought the chips and the guac,
okay,
too.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. All right.
Damn. Well,
okay. Because I drink special. I got to go to the store. I need to color this shit up. At a black barbecue, there's sugar everywhere. Where the fuck, man? I hate this healthy shit.
Okay. That's another thing that I hate that happens.
They got trash cans full of soda. No,
hold on. Yeah, I hate that. I hate the massive amount of sodas, and I hate the inappropriate meals that black people
Shasta.
Bring to barbecues.
Shasta!
I hate when black people bring macaroni and cheese
Come
to a
on.
Barbecue.
Spaghetti salad.
No.
Only niggas made
no.
up spaghetti salad.
No! I hate that. And I hate when they try to bring, like, yams. Like, yeah. No, I get it. It's summer Thanksgiving, but it's not. Like, it's
outside
for a reason.
Oh, no. Summer Thanksgiving, you cannot have winter Thanksgiving food. Fuck that. It's too hot. I don't want to sit already hot eating hot-ass mac and cheese. It's cold plates.
I personally feel this way, though. I do feel with barbecue, everything should be prepared outside. If it's not cooked outside, whatever comes from inside is supposed to be cold.
Okay.
So ain't no reason to turn the oven on. Like, the whole purpose.
Well, I got
to
saute these shrimps because I don't know if I'm going to saute them on the grill. So I'm going to have to
No,
put this.
See, that's not barbecuing. You're supposed to figure it out.
I'll
I mean, look, you do
shrimps.
What you want to do. Look, this
no,
ain't a barbecue.
Wings. I got wings.
This ain't
in
a barbecue.
Marinating.
This is a nigga
barbecue.
Cooking on the grill.
This hey. That's just, it's a gated, this is a gated area. This shit fancy. This shit fancy. I don't know what you got. I got my summer Tims on. Come on.
You wear Tims to a barbecue.
Hey.
No one wears Tims to a barbecue.
I thought I had the grill, and Pac took it because usually when I grew up, I wear my boots. But, you know.
Boots to grill?
Yeah, man.
Explain.
Because I got to go hard and make all the good meats.
Jesus Christ.
I got
grill
to splatter,
and flip-flops. Well,
I
not really.
Got to splatter barbecue sauce on these chickens. You got to understand, that's real work. That's
okay.
man work.
Okay.
You got to spread that sauce on them chickens.
See,
speaking of which, try the goddamn chicken. I marinated it in buttermilk.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
That shit is a fun
Let
time.
Let me know
right
when
there.
That's done. I'll get a piece of that,
yeah,
too.
It's over there.
Yeah.
Get him a chicken sandwich. What's up, please?
Well, it's not done yet, is it? No, you got to fuck around. Don't fuck around with chicken.
No,
make
I
sure
got the
chicken
wings
cooked,
marinated,
man.
But the chicken done, right? The chicken cutlets.
That's how you know this is a black barbecue when somebody come out the house and the old man. Hey, that chicken nut, man.
Hey, I'm getting my old man gains on.
That's what
I've been trying to be an old man my whole life.
The motherfucking, the oldies are supposed to be on. We're supposed to have some music playing
right
now.
Well, we're going to have, you got the box? You got
Yeah, bring the box down, man.
Your
JBL? Yeah, little box. That's what we're missing. Uh-huh. And you got to start it off with good barbecue music also.
I need a good, put an electric slide on.
No.
Frankie Beverly Amazing.
No.
Summertime.
Yeah, there you go.
Drums, please.
There you go.
Drums. Oh.
There you go. Now you're talking like a Philly boy, huh?
All right, drums, please. Yeah.
That's how you know it works out there. I
got to go get me a short sip.
I used to cook. I used to do a big barbecue in the park for my family. I enjoyed every aspect of that. But that was another thing because it was in the park.
Uh-huh.
I never liked to do prep work at the crib because I don't like my house being dirty.
Okay.
From the bar. Like, this is why I like going to barbecues or throwing a barbecue in the park. When the barbecue over, I want to come back to my place spotless. I don't want shit to have, like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just want to lay down. And tomorrow I want to lay down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to deal with shit. Nothing
I
in my house.
Deal with all this sauce.
Yeah.
Huh?
Everything, I try to buy as much disposable shit, too, for barbecuing. Everything's going in the trash, bro. I don't want to deal with it. It's almost like a kid's birthday party.
Yeah, man. Well, this today, it's like a revolving barbecue because I'm waiting for motherfuckers to show up because I bought enough food. So when people come, yo, I'm trying to eat.
Hey, old man Gaines, if you bring up how much food you bought again on this
podcast. Remember that episode of Martin? Remember that episode of Martin when he got Gina the ring and he kept telling everybody, look at that ring I put on that bitch finger right there. That's nice, ain't it? You fuck with the burger a little bit?
I did. You see, I finished the rest of it. Yeah.
You know why? Because I seasoned that shit the night before. See what I did? I massaged two eggs and I put hamburger seasoning plus, Lowry's, Little adobo,
Little Lowry's.
And get ready. Coarse salt, coarse.
Just you just named four different types of salt.
No, I did. No, hamburger
seasoning. This is
what's
wrong with black people. It's just all hamburger salt. It's all salt.
Wait.
It's all, you just named. He's talking about he's a chef. It's four types of salt.
Wait, Lowry's, that's salt. The hamburger seasoning was not salt. Not
Jesus
salt. Hamburger seasoning, not salt. Garlic and a little coarse salt. So, yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. What's probably the last No Need.
Yeah, your foot going.
Our levels is about to go through the roof here with this one. Nah. Nah.
The sodium level's crazy.
Especially
the white people looking.
All this in the heat. Because the funniest
everybody
thing
gotta
is,
cut that last look. Like, yeah. What the fuck? All right, but
I mean, it is a pretty fascinating thing to see. You
hey,
know,
man,
especially
and the gate open.
Well, like, it's not just that. It's just like, you know, it looks like everyone's working for us. You know what I mean?
It's a nice time.
Yeah. And you guys don't all look black. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. They're like, hey, what's going on here?
Sausage is good. All right, that's the Sweet Carolina Sauce Smoke Hot Links, y'all. We do it.
Derek
shit
is no longer here for the podcast at
yes,
all.
Yes, we are. We're doing this for the podcast. Hey. We're having a good, but just like,
you know,
no need for apologies. We do this shit.
Derek is Madea with Tim's on.
Madea, where's Tim's? BT Plus next summer. Coming out. But yeah, man.
We definitely should have
I like feeding my friends.
Nah, I know. You've actually inspired me. I keep telling that lasagna joke, and it gets funnier and funnier and funnier.
Yeah, man.
I tell this joke on stage about how Derek made me lasagna and it ruined our relationship.
Excuse me.
There you go. It's very funny. It's killing.
I'm glad it's killing.
I don't use your name in it, but, you know.
Word, I get it.
The insiders, though, they'll know now. And they come out and see the show. They'll be like, oh, that's a joke. What are you doing?
Well, what else did we do? You was talking about the year.
So February was a wild month.
What happened in February?
So February we did
paper towel on your face. There you go. You good.
Thank you. And you wasn't gonna say nothing? That's the problem.
How's that cute? I don't want him to look fucked up on camera. Oh. Girls kill me with that cute shit.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's why men are so homophobic.
That's cute. Don't tell me I'm cute.
You know what? See, this is why it should be an all dude production. No one will be making gay jokes. No. February.
What happened in February?
February, we did Black Ass.
Okay.
We did Black Ass, sold out Black Ass in Brooklyn.
Okay.
At Friends and Lovers.
That was February.
That was amazing that we had did.
And you had a broke foot and still did that shit.
I also turned 40 in February, so those things happen.
What's it called? Acromioclofasciitis? What is it?
I had ruptured, ruptured my heel due to, you know, it was already with the plantar fasciitis. But here it is, July, I'm running again. Okay. So, you know, at 40, I heal up pretty nicely. All right, I did the work. I put the work in. Thank you to Casey MacGyver, the trainer on Instagram. That guy, he helps me get it going, man. He still does to this day. And because he's recovering through some shit, too. So I like listening to this guy and doing whatever he tells me to do on the exercise thing. What else happened in February? Oh, that was also our first sponsored show ever.
That's right. Yo Kratom
came
through.
Shout out to Yo Kratom, man.
Yo Kratom came through. What is your Kratom again?
Delta 8.
Delta, oh, that's
THC,
right.
Yeah.
It's the stuff.
They're the biggest sponsor of the show. Matter of fact.
Hi there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high?
Huh?
Like really high.
Say word.
Like super duper legally high.
You got to be lying.
Well, then now it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality.
High quality.
Lab tested.
Lab tested.
Delta 8.
Oh.
You know we love that lab tested.
Bunsen burner.
What'd he say? Or half-baked? Hey, scientists, mop up all this shit for me. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs.
Vape gummies.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Gummy vapes.
No driving, no operating heavy machinery. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
GAS Gas.
And if you use promo code...
Gas?
Yeah, because you did it first. Okay. Gas, GAS, you're going to get 25%
off. 25%
off.
That's once a quarter
more,
that, boy.
Once more, that's promo code GAS, GAS, for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8, that will get you super high.
Let's get back into that show.
Yeah, man. So what else happened here?
I remember March more over February.
Wow, what you remember about March?
I got a Writers Guild Award in March.
Oh,
like
shit.
A whole jackass.
Yeah, you did.
On a job that I didn't think I was supposed to get. I was just, I was sitting watching Wife Swap high off my ass. I get a call, yo, you got to write on some show. Then I write on the show. Turns out I wrote so well, we got a Writers Guild Award for it.
That's wild, man.
Pretty wild.
That was March of 2023?
March of 2023.
Where was the, you went to an award ceremony for that?
Yeah,
right?
I went to the Writers Guild Award ceremony. Steven Spielberg was there. Spike Lee's drunk ass was there. My mama was there. Got her a nice chicken dinner because that's all I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
Because we was going up against SNL and Sam J's Paw. Shout out to those very two funny organizations, right? Uh-huh. So I really was like, all right, take my mom out to see some stars, and then we wound up actually taking it.
And that was the night you got into the fight with the lady at the table about the sunglasses?
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was the night I got in the fight. Yeah. All right, peep game.
Nah, if you want to hear that story, that episode is right up here at the top right. We talked about that on that episode. Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I felt like a goddamn G that night. Oh, because she came in so passively aggressive.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
What? Uh-oh.
So do you just
because you were wearing sunglasses at night at an award ceremony.
Some Bottegas, too. Some expensive joints. God damn, I felt like a G.
And her whole thing was, who do you think you are?
Yeah, and then I won the award, and I told her who I thought I was. She was awesome. Do you understand that?
That was also, I think that's around the turning point where you watch Derek change. I think that was when Derek officially became more Raph than Mike. Because he was happy in January. He was happy. I remember I watched Derek lose an Apple Watch and roll right off his back.
Yeah.
Now you talk about him winning an award, but he's like, but this lady.
Because it was clear that I was with my mom. We was having a good time. It was my first one. I got a tie on. I'm sweating.
You think they knew that was your mom?
Probably not.
Yeah, they probably thought you brought some Sugar Mama down to the show.
Nah, it's my mom.
That would be wild, though.
I was
though.
Trying to be righteous. I brought my mom to a nice little ceremony. My friends were there. Everybody was dressed up in their little prom dresses, right? To see comedians in their prom dresses is so funny. And then, you know, niggas dressed up like they're going out for a little cotillion or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's already funny to see comedians dressed up. That's already hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that, then us there, then sitting down, and then to be so happy, and out of the table of white people that I was sitting with, it was the one black lady that had to go across the table. Can I ask you something? So you just got to wear shades at the table? And I'm like, yeah, because nobody else going to do it. But I'm like, why are you trying to yuck my yum right now, miss?
Right.
She tried to yuck my yum, Dave. Yeah. Then they go, inside Amy Schumer, get the award. And all of a sudden, I sit back down and I go, this is why I wear shades at night. And she couldn't say a fucking thing because I put the award right in front of her face. And I was like, yeah, go ahead, say something now. Huh? Yeah. Enjoy your chicken like I was supposed to. Motherfucker. God damn.
You didn't.
Make sure you get. I marinated
is it. Done?
It.
Yeah, is it never done? Ah, yeah. Let me get a piece of it.
Get the chicken, marinated in buttermilk. It's soft. It's good. It bites down like a dream, Deborah. Sound man, make sure you get some of that goddamn food before you get up out of here.
Before you get up out of here. Right.
That's right. Fuck.
Yeah.
I don't eat meat. Well, we got some lettuce and some tomatoes over there.
Yeah.
We got some.
Will that work if you just grill some lettuce and
we
tomatoes?
Got some toppings. I can go in there.
Grill
and
tomato.
Onion.
Huh?
I'll make you an onion ring or something.
Smoked tomato. A blooming tomato.
Make them a smoked tomato.
There you go.
That's nice. No need for pops.
Some gazpacho. Go ahead and squeeze the
boots
potato
on.
For
you understand that? Came out to play today, boy. So, I'll be glad when all these other niggas show up. I invite a lot of people, man. There's a lot of food left on this goddamn table. I'm mad as shit, man. I told these niggas to be here by 2 in between, 2:33.
If there's any time for you to start living your porch life, it's now. I'll invite everybody to this house.
Yeah. Everybody. This is who I'm going to be. I'm letting y'all know who I'm going to be in the next 20 years.
I know, right?
This is going to be me.
I know.
What's going to happen when you throw your
cussing,
own
fussing house party? Oh, wait till the house party.
What's going to happen when you throw your own
brunch that threw a barbecue?
Like we do a black ass brunch.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody comes.
Oh, I'll be mad.
I just want to be late. It's Black Air Force One energy to be late. That's it. Like that's
I'm going to tell the chefs to cook late.
It
too.
Is hot. This is the worst time to do this. We're sweating. We're dripping. Like, this is the worst time to be out here.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
Come. They're just going to come later. We just normally record at 2.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. That was also, I was like, yo, we could do it earlier. They're like, nah, 2 will work. I'm like, it's the hottest time of the day. I only know that because I be running.
Yeah.
So I be having to know when the hottest times and the heat index and
Old
all that kind of stuff
know
like
when
that.
The weather going to be crazy.
There you go.
Old Forest, no.
There you
when
go.
The weather going to be wild.
Getting my gump on. Speaking of being gumpy.
Yeah, it's a nice 86
April.
Out here today.
God damn. April, we did the DC Improv.
Okay.
That was the day we hung out by the reflecting pool and really got gumpy. I mean, we really hung out at the reflecting pool. Which, you know what else is crazy about?
What's that?
One of the things, you can see that episode by clicking up here. We'll talk about our day hanging out at the reflecting pool. But we were fucking, a friend of mine, her daughter just recently graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
And she was out, she has a picture in front of the thing the same way. Apparently that's a big thing in D.C. for kids when they finish their prom to go to the reflecting pool the next day and take pictures in their suit and everything.
Oh, and they was dressed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody had on their ill-matched weird thing going on, a bunch of kids. Kids are gross, man. As I get older, I just go, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not a creep. I'm glad I'm not a young nigga no more. I'm not covered in acne and all these prepubescent ideas. I just don't. Nothing. I just look at them and go, look at these corny motherfuckers, man. It's just so nice to be an adult. It's just so nice to almost be 39. Shout out to the kids. Y'all living your life. Do your thing.
And shout out to the teachers. They got to be around that all the time.
Y'all got
to
deal with that. Y'all got to deal with them.
I could deal with that.
Teenage ideas? Uh-uh. Hormones, they say the dumbest shit, always on the TikToks, doing little dances. Remember all the little dances they was doing in front of the reflective pool?
At least they made TikTok fun. I ain't going to lie to you. Adults ruined TikTok. Like, adults ruined
it. Oh, yeah. Putting on motivational speeches, how you cook this, or what's another one?
That sundress pussy lip challenge.
That sundress pussy lip challenge.
Those weren't kids. Those were not kids.
Those were adults who came and were like,
what was the other? Remember that red light sexy challenge? That was an adult TikTok thing.
When they was getting naked,
I remember that. Adults ruined TikTok.
Yeah, bust it. Yeah, I remember the bust challenge. Yeah, the girls were getting naked.
My favorite TikTok. It's not even a
challenge. An adult ruining TikTok.
I wasn't even going to plug my shit.
Alive. That's what your favorite one is.
No, I wasn't going to shamelessly plug. I'm saying, have you guys ever seen those TikToks where they're specifically like Japanese or something?
Okay.
Where it's like cleaning the house after I come home from a day of work, and they have like every single cleaning gadget you could possibly think of. They have like a red light thing to take the germs off your phone.
Yeah, I've seen
that.
They
got a cleaner to get the dirt off your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Take a shower, brush the floor. Like, they're doing chores after work, but it's an advertisement.
Wow.
And it's just videos upon videos of people cleaning.
Well, I was hoping that kind of stuff shows kids how to live their life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe it might inspire people to be like, oh, all right, I'm going to organize my shit like that when I get older. So we have some questions that was written in, right? Some people did respond to the thing. No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But while we get that queued up, April. So April was DC. All right. What else we do, April? This is that?
No. April, we did Saratoga Springs. We did Saratoga Springs, upstate New York in April. Never been up there. That was my first time, and that was an amazing club. It was a dope club. That was when we re-fell in love with the viscosity.
Oh, yeah.
The word
that's
viscosity
right. Yeah.
Will permanently be in your set as a result of Saratoga Springs.
Yeah, because viscosity, for some reason, got that crowd.
Yeah.
That crowd really liked that.
I'm learning, though, Saratoga Springs is old money. I didn't know that. A lot of old coal miners and railroad people have stuff up there. So, yeah, I get why. Rich people don't find shit funny. You know what I mean? They don't laugh as hard as poor people.
They don't mass and mother's day. Poor people got to laugh.
Go to any luxury place or luxury mansion. Ain't no laughter in there.
It's just chuckles. Hum-hum.
Well, go to the projects. You're going to hear some howling. Howling. Go to the trailer park. There's going to be some laughter.
Howling. Yeehaw, knee slappers. But rich people don't laugh at shit.
What you got there? So we had told people, we try to do a segment. We want you guys to write in. We guys want you to call in. Always email the show at NNFA Podcast. Follow us on NNFA Podcast, but in no need for apologies at gmail.com. And the hotline is 707 some numbers NNFA.
We'll do the plugs.
I'm sure
we said it at the
beginning of the show. Yeah. Go ahead.
We asked you guys to write in some questions because it's the 4th of July.
All right.
Questions, shout outs, responses. We got a mixture of it. So
it's probably everybody I know.
The first one is a shout out. It's from Steven named DPV. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to give a shout out to his homegirl, Jackie. Her birthday is the 4th and she's ignorant as fuck.
Wait a minute. Wait. Did this nigga just Power 99ers?
Yeah.
What are we?
Hey, y'all, I want to give out a shout out to my girl, Jackie.
Hey, fuck your shout out. Let me tell you something right now. You don't Philly radio us. I don't give a, I don't care about Jackie Herman shout out. Unless she going to come over here and eat some of these goddamn burgers.
Or that buttermilk chicken.
Tell
them
how much you paid for the burgers.
Tell Jack I paid $220 for all this goddamn food. Just come over here and get a goddamn burger if you want to do a shout out. Fuck your shout out. Bring some juice. Bring some lemonade. Simply, preferably. Bring some simply, preferably.
Some more sugar to go with all this salt.
I need some sugar, nigga.
You're not going to make it.
Shout out to Shirley.
Bro.
I need salts and sugars. Shout out to all my black. Shout out to the black moms with the big old elbow cleavers that knew how to make. The elbow cleavers that knew how to make them goddamn potato salads right. Shout out to Shasta Cola. I miss that trash can full of sugary soda, man.
Oh, man.
I miss the cookout.
Shout out to Acme. I remember Acme used to have 10-cent cans of soda.
And the big...
You would just walk in and get a 24-pack and hand over $2.50, get a dime back, and just load that into your car.
Other day we were walking and there's fucking probiotic soda now? To get your probiotics in while you drink soda.
That's a lie.
Just take a fucking vitamin.
Take a vitamin.
Just take a vitamin.
Yeah. I hear that looking at titties is the equivalent of taking 2 B12s.
Is that the size? Is that her cup size?
That's so funny.
Whoa, because 12 is a child, ain't it?
B12 gummies.
But like, the number.
The number's your back.
The number is the size of the circumference of the woman.
How did you fuck up that beautiful titty joke with kid shit?
I ain't fucking up with kid shit. I'm saying.
It's 12? That's the age? No!
No, not the age. Listen, bras got numbers in the cup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The number is the size of the woman.
B12.
Yeah. That's a teeny tiny woman.
You ruined it. She could be a small person.
That's a teeny tiny woman.
So someone else teeny, asked tiny us a woman.
That's right.
Since we're on 4th of July, they want us to tell them what the difference of 4th of July is in Philly versus New York.
You go first.
We was talking about that on the thing.
We just kind of did, but we'll do it again.
But I will say this.
Like the details.
Philly is a week-long celebration.
Okay.
There's a thing in Philly, Welcome America, all right? Every night there was something going on the art museum. There was fireworks every night on the art museum, Penn's Landing. You know, Patti LaBelle would come and perform. You know, all of these like famous Philly people would come and make sure that we was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Wawa would give out free hoagies.
Wawa would
like
the free
that hoax. Like the city would just be dope. Then it kind of got weird because Jay-Z kind of took it.
Yeah,
like remember Jay-Z started doing Welcome America, Made in America Festival, and right on the art museum steps, and it was just like, oh, 4th of July, that's hoes now. So that also lets me to believe there's nothing to do in New York. Wasn't shit nowhere to put 4th of July here, Hove? Huh? Don't nobody want to celebrate 4th of July at y'all little World Trade Memorial?
Why don't you throw some shit over
it? All along the water in Brooklyn, he can't do nothing. They can't be like a Rock Nation boat in the water.
Where y'all film that What We Do thing? Down there on the docks?
Right, put it on the docks. Or at your little punk-ass stadium across the street from your house. Why the fuck could you have that shit on State Street, nigga? Leave Philly alone.
Get out of Philly.
We was doing good. Niggas start getting shot at that Native American goddamn thing. That's you.
Yeah.
You up that traffic, nigga.
He did, though. He made, like, hotel rooms, all that shit go. Like, people started going up crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody wanted to be there. Mm. Now you can't get a room at the Ritz. Crazy.
So Sean at Night wants to know, what would your wrestling tag team name be?
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh. No Need for Apologies.
Yeah, I guess it'd be No Need for Apologies. Black Air Force Boys, you know,
Black
something
Air
like
Force
that.
Boys,
Black Air
sure
Force
Boys,
Black Air Force Gang, you know.
Black Air
That'd
Force
That'd be
Sons.
The move.
Huh?
That'd be the move.
Oh, yeah.
I'd pick the dude up, and you jump off the top, take his head off.
Some Def Jam Vendetta shit. Yeah, yeah.
And then we take our shoes off, beat the shit out of him. That's right.
The Tim Stump.
So this name is way too long.
Right,
I'm not even going to try to
it's
say
probably
it.
Spam.
Oh, shout out Africa.
It's probably
dude.
Not a real
what
person.
Up, Beretta what
Bon
up, Nigerians?
Bang Bang the Fourth.
Beretta Bon Bang Bang the Fourth, not a real person.
Wants to know, the amount of fat girl Febreze Fashion Nova crotches are astronomical. Why so?
Say that one more time. Febreze Fashion Nova. This is a fake
Basically,
thing.
Basically, these fat girls are Febrezing their Fashion Nova totos. Why are they doing this?
Because it's a coin shortage. That's why. It's hard to do laundry. Ain't no change floating around.
Wait. So they Febrezing they totas. Shouldn't they just shower? Like, you can't. Is it hard to reach? Because they fat?
The tights be stinking.
You never heard of a bird bath? Like, you know, you in between dudes and you take a little baby wipe and wipe. before you see the second dude? No?
I mean, I shower. I'm from the suburbs.
I just wanted to isolated silence so that we could insert crickets. And I wish we had footage to show T standing here, just so vulnerable. Like, no one vibes with her. She said the horriest thing.
In between dudes. Oh!
the horriest thing any of us could think of.
In between dudes. Like,
none of us could relate.
You ought to be in between dudes when dudes be in between you and you need a little wipe down. Go ahead and get yourself a Toto wipe. One of those Toto wipes, get yourself a little bird bath.
I mean, I'm because big girls, yeah, if big girls are never on top of their laundry. That's one thing I've never noticed from hooking up with big chicks.
I don't be seeing big chicks at the laundromat.
They go late night.
I don't see
them. They go late night and with stacks of laundry. It takes a while. It takes a while.
It be in shape Mexican mothers.
Uh-huh.
But it's never
fat. I think a lot of big girls do wash and fold, too.
That
way they ain't got to look nobody in the eye. Yeah.
I had to help a couple of those washer folds. I had to stand on how you fold a sheet. I had to stand on the other side. My grandma used to make me do that. Stand on the other side, help me fold this goddamn sheet. That's what they be doing.
Yeah, my mom used to make me do that, which was weird because when I would go to, if you do sleepover with somebody and then you go to fold up blankets and they don't, I'm like, what you doing? Come on, let's do it like the ladies do. And they'll be like, yo, what's the matter with you, man? Don't fold the blanket with me. Like,
you can't fold it. That homophobia killed it again. You can't fold a sheet with a nigga just to
are
put
y'all
it.
Serious?
I don't know. Can you?
No, I don't think you can now. You said you can't. I don't think we can.
I need y'all to show me the straight man's hand.
Can you fold a blanket with another man? Like, can you and another man? No. See what I'm saying? Like, you can't.
Homophobia killed everything.
I need to see the straight man's rule book. This feels like playing with kids where you're making up the rules as we go.
No, but I've never folded a blanket with a man, and I never will.
Yeah, I'll fold it with a...
It's just a blanket.
Weird.
Hey, you do it then.
Yeah, somebody else do that. Because there's no reason for two men to really be sharing a blanket unless it was like a cold night.
What
and
if
we
he
was
slept
like,
over your house and you gave him sheets to put on the couch?
I gave you
he
sheets.
And was giving you the sheets back.
I gave you sheets. Fold them up. Oh, that's the least you could do is fold them up when you give them back
to me.
You
better hold that shit up.
Fold them on your arm. Right. It don't matter. Like, we got to wash them anyway. So just throw them in the thing, you know?
Fold it up in the corner and get the fuck out of here.
These sound like fake rules. Okay, next. So, someone said the N-word stinks. That's all they said.
It does, but I still use it. Next.
That was me just making sure that the thing works.
Feelings.
Was you. I was about to go to fuck. I was about to go off.
You should have.
See, you need to stop doing that, man. You're going to set off that Oppenheimer. I'm going to go.
I know, man. Why do you react to everything?
I do not understand. I don't answer to anything on the comment section, but I don't know, man. I kind of like just... What?
Spazzing out. Yeah. You learn it from the dog.
Yeah.
The dogs just get to react to whatever.
What? Yeah, just a lot of people lately just been saying a lot of what?
Yeah. Well, everybody's on the malfunction. All right.
All right, final question.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's getting hot and I'm ready to eat some chicken.
Final
Is
question.
Chicken ready?
Chicken ready.
Is the chicken ready? Can I get a piece of chicken, please?
There you go, Debo.
Whatever happened to the weird hood kids who wanted to put firecrackers in cats' butts?
They still out here?
Yeah.
Most of them in jail.
You would hope so. Yeah. I feel like some of them are just amongst us startups. You know what I mean? Like, guys, they have a 12-employee company. Like, they're growing. They're rapidly growing. They're looking for public funding because they're not scared to take risks.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Yeah. I feel like all of those guys don't grow. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know.
And for what it's worth, leave them alone because I used to do crazy shit when I was a kid.
Like, what, to cats?
Nah, I used to. Me and the homies used to. I don't even know if I want to say this.
Okay, yeah, don't. You got a career.
Yeah, me,
you got
yeah,
a career
yeah,
to think
maybe
of.
Peter come knocking down my goddamn door. We just wanted to see what was going to happen. And what we thought happened, and we never did it again. We were actually pretty trumped. Nah,
this
man.
This shit just turned into a Vlad TV interview, yeah?
Yeah, man. I don't want to tell him myself. Now I got to say it. Me and the homies used to bleach frogs.
You pour
bleach on a frog and you just watch it turn into it's fucking sci-fi.
That is wild.
It's some scary shit
going
on.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing shit like that. Frogs.
It's some scary shit.
Frogs are far down the line where I don't think anyone's going to get too upset about it.
We only bleach two.
Yeah, because frogs, they don't, you know, they ugly, so no one really. That's the
way. It was crazy.
That's the way life works.
I hated
every minute of it. As long as you abuse something that's ugly, you get away with it.
It was the wildest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
the frog turned clear.
Ooh.
It turned clear. We saw all his insides, and then it stretched out. His leg stretched out.
Oh.
And then it exploded. Ooh. It was wild. We was like, what the fuck, man?
That would make me scared of bleach also. I'd be so
scared.
That's
what bleach can do?
Yeah.
That's what it can do.
Yeah.
Ew. But yeah, shout out to that frog on some Avatar shit. We kind of took a hat.
Wait a minute, you can't nobody get mad at you? Did you ever dissect frogs in school?
I did.
Yeah. Frogs is cadavers to science.
Frogs are cadavers. Yeah. I did the baby pig, fetal pig.
You did a pig?
Yeah.
You did a pig?
Hold on. Oh, all right, we are.
Huh? Oh, you're not on mic. My bad. All right.
We cut the pigs and the rats open, and we would stretch their intestines across the room.
That's okay. Right. See, now I don't feel bad. All right, this shit done went
what?
Weird.
I was trying to reflect on the good
Jeffrey
shit
Dahmer
that we've
back here,
done
nigga.
Throughout this the year.
The girl Jeffrey.
Y'all talk about killing frogs.
I just wanted to confess something, and now it's Penn Cemetery.
Can I
get
just
this
get a piece of chicken, man? Hey, all
right, man.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
With all your Black Air Force One energy, all right?
Intestines. What the fuck, man?
Do your best to just, you know, stay positive. Positive and make sure that the rest of the year is as good as the first half.
That's right. Happy summer Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm the great boy.
And I'm the guy.
This has been
No Need for Apologies.
Absolutely.
This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.